It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jack Anderson. Our engineer today is Jake Perlman, and we are joined here in Studio 1A by local four-piece namesayers. They're going to be celebrating the release of their debut full-length album, Mantles, this Saturday at Cheer Up Charlie's. Well, gentlemen, I would love to start with a song. Local quartet namesayers are going to be celebrating the release of their debut full-length album, Mantles. That's going to be this Saturday at Cheer Up Charlie's, along with Fever Bones and Brickwaller. That show starts at 9 p.m. Well, I'm chit-chatting right now with Devin James Fry on guitar and vocals. First and foremost, Devin, welcome, and thank you for sharing your music.
Thank you so much for having us.
So I want to just kind of back up in terms of the progression of namesayers and go back to when you released an album back in 2013 called Headwater Song under the name Devin James Fry, and then kind of walk with me through getting these personnel on that album and then deciding to make a new group out of it to where now we have this full-length album.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much describe what happened. We were working together. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath from that.
Oh, no, take your time.
we were three of the four of us here were working together back in those days. We had just come out of being in a group called Salesmen. That was sort of the prelude to Namesayers. So we came out of Salesmen. I wrote a batch of songs, and I was like, I still want to work with these guys. So hit them up, and we recorded that. It's more of a solo record. It's very quiet, very much quieter than what we're doing now. Then we've sort of gone through a couple iterations. We've stayed together, though, for years. And then we just reformed as Namesayers just about 2 years ago. So it's taken this long, but our debut is coming out this weekend. And it's finally. Yeah, finally. And we are so, you know, proud papas and also a lot of relief at the same time.
So would you say this full-length Mantles, is this y'all's biggest achievement so far in the iteration as Namesayers?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, so talk to me real quick about that name, Mantles. Where does that come from? Is there a significance behind that?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. There's a quote from the poet Galway Kinnell who says, "I long for the mantle of the great wanderers who lighted their steps by the lantern of pure hunger and pure thirst, and whichever way they lurched was the way." And I've just always loved that poet and that sentiment. Just sort of trusting your instincts and going with it. And then also, mantling is a birding term. And we are a bit of a birding band. So,
and how is that?
Mantle is part of the bird, sort of the back of the neck, top of the shoulders, and also a behavior they do when they're protecting something they love. So,
how are you a birding band? I'm very curious now.
Mostly our guitarist, Garrett, a huge bird nerd. I don't think he'll mind me saying so. But really on tour, we are constantly doing that. We're like all out there with our binoculars watching birds.
Wow, that is amazing. We got ornithologists in here, Namesayers, Studio 1A.
Namesayers is a birding term too. But don't tell anyone.
Okay, I won't. So with this kind of music, especially with like psychedelic rock and everything like that, do you find like with all these different effects and pedals and everything like that, is that intimidating or inviting in terms of finding your own tone? Because I know with psych rock and stuff like that, it can be kind of, are you emulating people? Are you trying to like find your own? Is it inviting or intimidating trying to find that own psych tone?
I mean, pedals are fun. We play with them constantly, but I don't know. I don't, I guess, put too much stock in starting there. Kind of like always start with a song idea, some sort of seed to the idea, and go from that direction. Certainly, you know, Grant and Garrett here have pushed my limits in terms of trying new sounds on the guitar and like playing with this whole world that exists, you know, at our feet, the pedals. So I don't know. I don't think about it too much beyond that.
Namesayers here in Studio 1A. Well, I definitely want to hear another song, but really, really quickly, talk to me about this tour that you got coming up after this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gladly. So we'll do our release on the 26th at Cheerups here in Austin, and then a couple days later, we're going to lay low for a couple days, and then we head out. We're basically going El Paso to Albuquerque and then up into Colorado. We'll be in Colorado playing dates for, I think, 6 days, then back down through New Mexico to Texas. So that's all listed like on our website and everything, all that information.
All right, Namesayers here in Studio 1A. What are we going to hear next?
This song's called Heron King. Thank you.
questions. Why are you asking them so slow? If you got so many questions,
Heron King from local four-piece Namesayers. They're going to be celebrating their debut full-length Mantles this Saturday night at Cheer Up Charlie's along with Fever Bones and Brickwaller. The show starts at 9 p.m. Talking right now with fronting guitarist and vocalist Devin James Fry. Devin, do you mind taking a moment to introduce your fellow bandmates for the listeners at home?
Yeah, so back here on the drums, our newest addition is Mark Henry. The whole Henry is here. We're so glad to have him. We've got Garrett Hellman here to my right on the guitar. He's been with us for years, back to the salesman days. And same deal with Grant Himmler to my left on the bass, this tall tree right here. So thank you so much for having us.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Again, it's Namesayers here in Studio 1A. So Devin, if people want to keep up with you online, where's the best place for them to go?
Oh, the normal ones, Instagram, Facebook, postcard.
Gotta get analog with it.
Really, yeah, exactly. Drop a line out
there. Well, again, it is Namesayers here in Studio 1A. The new album is Mantles, releasing this Saturday at Cheer Up Charlie's. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me, and I cannot wait to have you back again.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, well, that is going to wrap up the broadcast portion of the Studio 1A session, but Namesayers is going to record one more song, and you can find the full session along with the interview on our website, kutx.org, in the near future. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew today is led by Jorge Sanhueza-Lyon, Julia Reese, and assisted by Renee Dominguez, and our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. On behalf of KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, I'm Jack Anderson.